RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to David in California. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Seems to me if you really wanted to put the kibosh on this whole geoengineering thing, bring Dane Wigington on your show, rip him a new one, and then put the thing to bed.
Look, you told our call screener that you wanted to talk
about Benny Gwynn. You know, like if I would have...
Okay. Yeah, they're trying to kookify the radio show. There must be something getting ready to happen where they're trying to discredit the independent media as quickly as they can. All right, getting on back to the economic news, getting on back to the sane world. Over in San Francisco, again, their homeless population has increased by 17%. This in a so-called liberal utopia. All right. Now, the entire U.S. agricultural sector is looking at a 1980s-style farm downturn, record debt levels. Demand for new tractors is set to collapse as farmers hang on to old Deere and company equipment. So John Deere has been forced to slash production. And again, looking at the heavy flooding in the last several months, the deepening trade war with China, depressed commodity prices, skyrocketing fuel costs, declining land values, and massive debt loads have squeezed farmers so much that Deere slash production to deal with a downturn. They know that people are just not going to be able to buy the newer equipment. And again, at least when I was a kid living on that farm, that John Deere was considered the absolute best. Was very rugged, very dependable, very easy to repair. Okay, so as Dustin was mentioning, Ford has announced they're cutting 7,000 white-collar jobs. That's about 10% of its salaried staff worldwide, which it says will save the company about $600 million a year. And apparently workers will be notified of the cuts starting tomorrow, and the terminations will be completed by the end of August. About 2,400 of the job cuts are in North America. 1,500 of those positions are going to be eliminated through a voluntary buyout offer. So tell us again how wonderful the economy is doing. And by the way, talking about limits to production and everything, again, overflow lots for car dealerships everywhere. They can't move them. I mean, if the American people actually had incomes right now, it would be a great time to buy a new car. Apparently, U.S. store closures are racing toward an estimated total of 7,000 stores this year. Right now, 7 million Americans are behind on their car loan payments. That's how bad that is. Okay, let's take a phone call. Robert in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You just brought up the Sausalito Anchorage, didn't you?
Well, I know about the Sausalito Anchorage, but those are deliberately built houseboats for people to live on. And
I'm right out here. I live in that anchorage, so maybe you and I could really talk closely about what that really means.
Okay, well, were you forced to live in the anchorage because you couldn't afford living on the land?
No, in fact, most of the people out here have not been forced to live in this anchorage because of inadequacies of being able to afford to live on the land. Believe it or not, this anchorage has listed itself as a staple product of this county since like the early 1970s. And I don't think it's fair for you or Tucker Carlson to bring us into the homeless problem out here. This is not the problem.
Wait a minute. Back up here. I said San Francisco, not Sausalito. We're comparing apples and oranges here.
You were talking specifically about anchored outboats. in Marin County. That was exactly what you said. Am I incorrect?
That's what the article said.
Yeah,
yes.
That was exactly what you said.
Okay,
yeah, so I'm sitting
it
here
worked
in
out
Marin
well
County.
For you, but
so I'm sitting here in Marin County right now. I'm actually out here on my boat right now. My boat is designed to be able to be lived aboard. I have a shower. I have a stove. I have a refrigerator. I have a couch. I have a bed. I have holding tanks for my waste. I dump them appropriately on a very defined schedule. And most of the people that live out here in this anchorage do exactly the same thing that I do. And I will grant you that we have a few people out here who happen to be addicted to drugs or whatever their problem is, that happen to bring our entire community's reputation down as a whole, but they do not represent what our community is. And I want that really, really well understood by anybody that might be listening to this broadcast, because we here in Marin County who happen to live out here on the water are not derelict bums.
Well, apparently the ones that are down there in San Francisco Harbor are, because in that case, many of those barges they're on are
there
basically
is no
cobbled.
Harbor in San Francisco, Mike.
What?
There is no harbor in San Francisco. The
There's
only
a shoreline.
Legal anchorage, the only legal anchorage in the entire Bay Area for long-term residence is in Marin County, right here in Sausalito. Right here in Richardson Bay.
Okay, well, again, I don't care if it's legal or not. According to the article, that there are people who are just finding places where they can tie up along the shoreline, either in an old boat or in a barge or whatever they've cobbled together. And that's what the original article said.
What
I'm sorry if I've hurt your feelings.
What I'm trying to tell you, Michael, is that the headlines are wrong. I live out here. I see what happens out here on a daily basis. And everything they're reporting is wrong. You and Tucker Carlson there on Fox News happen to have actually cost me two jobs. There were two work contracts that I had coming up, and somebody decided that they were not going to hire me to do their fiberglass work because they had heard on Fox News that all of us anchor outs were nothing more than homeless bums. So thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm sorry that you suffered economically from the news here, but you do reveal that you do have a financial bias in this story. So thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dan in Illinois. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just recently took a trip to and from Illinois down to Florida, and I came back. And the entire length through Tennessee and Kentucky, and I drove the entire length of Illinois, unplanted cornfields, untouched cornfields.
And are they still flooded out?
Well, you could see tractor tracks out in them, and you could see they didn't want to go too far out into the fields. They're not plowed.
Yeah, the ground is still too soaked with water.
And they're just starting to get to them. I'm in between Rockford and Chicago, let's say. They're just starting to go out in the fields here because it was so bad. And there's still standing water all over the place up here. And I came in through Paducah, and I drove the entire length of Illinois. And that's all I seen was untouched fields growing over with weeds and stuff.
Oh,
that's
man.
The Corn Belt. So,
yeah,
the Illinois
and,
River.
And nobody's really talking about this. There are going to be serious food shortages in the very, very near future in this country. And I know that's not something the American people are used to thinking about. But between the detoxification of the Gulf of Mexico, the flooding, the delay in the planting season, the tariff war with China, and all those, 22 million illegal immigrant mouths that are gobbling up food as well.
Well, when I was down in Florida, they were going to dump a couple hundred thousand in Palm Beach County and Broward County. And nobody knows who told him to do it.
Well, Ron that may DeSantis, have turned out to be a piece of fake news. The Trump White House is saying it was never under serious consideration. And it appears that it came from a story from, you know, the corporate media just trying to fan up this whole immigration debate. And, oh, we have to feel sorry for them. And, you know, Donald Trump is bad. Donald Trump is bad.
Yeah, it made the news down there. They said, hey, we're Florida. We got nothing. We got no border with Mexico or none of these countries, like, you know, where these the states where these people are coming in. We don't want them here. And the people down there, Ron DeSantis said he was going to check into it. So, but yeah, I guess when he gets back from his
cabinet meeting in Israel.
Yeah. Well, first things first, right?
Right. Absolutely.
But I just wanted to. All right. I just wanted to talk about the and the Illinois River is way, way, way over its banks yet. I mean, it's flooded big time. So I thought I'd let you know. That's what I seen. This is just yesterday. I went down on Tuesday and I came back yesterday. So that's what I.
All
seen.
Right. Well, thank you for that update here, because again, corporate media is not covering that devastation from all that flooding to the farmlands.
Yeah,
anyway, Dan, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're talking about the economic news here. Article coming on out of Goldcorp saying gold suppression, it's not a question of if, but to what extent. And the article is basically out there saying gold price suppression is not a conspiracy theory. It's well-documented phenomenon. It's happening all over the place. Back in 2014, Barclays was fined nearly $44 million for failing to prevent traders from manipulating the London gold fix. Late last year, a former J.P. Morgan trader pleaded guilty to manipulating the U.S. metals markets. And some experts are saying that it's still being held down today. And that if it were let go, that you would see gold go up to $4,000, maybe $5,000 an ounce. Jim Willey is out there saying the Chinese would love to see gold hit $10,000 an ounce because they've got so much of it. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I think you take the punches very well, Mike. I'm starting to feel them myself. Tuesday, May 16, 2019, there's the gremlins out there seem to be our own people wanting to shut you down. So, of course, we have to be careful. The security forces believe, you said, at 3:12 my time, Central Time U.S., and you were off the air for a good while, and you came back later. Also, that same day, a caller regarding Monsanto, he said, Monsanto report, and then it went off the air, and he was talking about capitalism and how we wish we had the old ways back, the old times back, where capitalism was really something wonderful. But that was at 5:40, and he later mentioned on a subsequent show what he had to say. But he ended with, our country is going broke. He didn't know why he was cut off. It was the gremlins editing us out. I don't think people realize how Trump said in 17 months new laws regarding illegals are going into effect. Now, that I believe. That I can count on. I can take it to the bank or whatever. Because we're getting it from someone who does speak the truth, at least I think. He's about the only one we can trust now. But I do want to say this, if I may. For all those who want to have questions about things we can't talk about on this show because it's just too huge an issue, and we don't want the gremlins to come back and cut us off, go to DuckDuckGo or Yandex and ask China to tell them about the Olympics. There was an article in the paper when they had the Olympics. I think it was in the anywhere from the mid-1990s to the early 2000s. They hosted an Olympic.
Yes.
And they wrote an article in a magazine that was sent to me, and it was very interesting. I thought I should save it, but, you know, I threw it away just because I was afraid I might mention it and get in trouble. I mean, it's such a hot issue, and we've had some people asking you questions here, and it's things you can't answer unless you want the gremlins to come back. There's a reason. The reason that some of these things are such a big deal, and people are right in what they think, and I think the bubble will burst eventually, but don't bring it up here. Ask China about their Olympics and what they had to say in an article to America and what they didn't want us doing, and they will talk about these sensitive things you were bringing up a little while ago. There's more pressing issues. I've had my one call for the day, so I'll talk about the hospital another time. But
Sherry, can we back up here a little bit? How do you listen to RBN? Are you going directly to the Republic Broadcasting website? Are you watching on YouTube?
I am probably the only one in America not online and don't have a cell phone or anything. I just have a Sea Crane radio. That it's really one of the older ones. It used to have TV on it. It's the only one that's kept going. The other ones, I'd pull up the antenna, it would come right off. You know, the others all fell apart. I have an old Magnavox that sometimes I can get you on.
Okay, so you're
mainly
listening
this
to
one
us over
radio.
The air.
Huh?
You're listening to us on the air broadcaster.
Yeah, just on the air. And And like a lot of people, you know, I pay my bills, but I've got some life left in me, and I've got to make it last. So, and things are getting awfully expensive, so I have to budget. So
everybody does these days.
And I get all my TV through an antenna. I'm on the side of a hill. I'm eye level with the hills between me and Fredericksburg, so I can point it up into the sky, you know, and I can get TV without having to pay for it. God, I hope that doesn't go away. But I'm all equipped with CDs and that my kids send me, and tapes from thrifts and the CDs there. I have plenty of entertainment. And
okay.
I taped your show, too, for years. I taped it before my Magnavox gave out. And
right.
So I have, but that's it.
All right, well, Sherry, yeah, we got to let you go here. We got callers on the line. Let's switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I don't know. The border and employment, you know, anywhere you go, you can find them. There's all sorts of job openings, but they don't pay anything. And you can't really, you know, it's hard to move. I mean, if you're living somewhere, you either got a lease that you got to break or, you know, it's just a big nut to crack. So I guess the easiest way is just to bring in some people across the border and ship them up there. But I was just wondering, is there any video of all these tens of thousands of people coming across the border? That's one thing I don't see. I hear about the tens of thousands, but I don't see
Well, there are videos of them coming across here. You can go to YouTube and do a search, although I'm sure they're going to, you know, de-emphasize them. But again, it's something that the government doesn't want ordinary Americans knowing about. And right now, it's only a small percentage of the American people understand how serious the crisis has become. And, you know, politicians are campaigning on it, and they're out there saying, oh, we've got lots of room and we can let all these people in. Most Americans don't realize 22 million illegal immigrants who are in here competing for jobs with Americans, competing for food with Americans, competing for living accommodations with Americans. And even though they're not supposed to be voting, they're voting themselves our country by voting Democratic.
Yeah. You know, that land down there by McAllen where they're always talking about the border, that ground down there gets 4 corn crops a year. Okay.
Well, not this year.
Because of the climate. You can plant it. You get, well, I don't know. But, I mean, I've seen some late springs, and I don't know. I'm not going to worry about food prices going up just yet. I think it's already too – I mean, farmer beef is about $10 a pound for – that's cheap for prime – or for top sirloin. But what does the farmer sell his cow to the packing house for? $1 a pound at the most? Too many middlemen,
well,
Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. You got it. And it's been so long since I've been involved in farming life. And of course, I was a kid back then, so I wasn't paying attention to the economics. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with another caller after these few words.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Sebastian in Sweden. Aloha, Sebastian. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Mike, I just want to talk about the elections coming up now on Sunday. Yes. Here in Sweden. I think most of the countries in Europe are going to have it this weekend. It seems like the Social Democrats have gone backwards while in the latest polls, and the Swedish Democrats are up almost neck and neck with them. But I'm sort of leaning on the fence of voting for the old breakaway from the Swedish Democrats. They're called the Alternative for Sweden. But I'm afraid they won't get that 4%. So I don't know what I'm going to do, maybe at the last minute. But I like they're young and they got lots of fire, you know. They go on they speak in these open-air places. Like last weekend, a few days ago, it was in Malmö. And that's a lot of immigrants there. And AFS, or what is it called, Antifa was there. screaming him out, but he still spoke, and he really, really spoke well over the crowd and everything. The guy is really nice. He's pretty fiery, but I don't know what to do. I'm so up in the air now. The thing of it is, it's just Swedish Democrats have voted 74% of all the bills that were taken up in the EU. They're already in the EU, the parliament now. And Christian Democrats, who I like as well, they voted 92% on all the bills. But, you know, we don't know what the bills are. So maybe they were good. I'm not sure, you know. Some things are good for, maybe some things are good in the common market, you know, when they had, you know, like poisoning foods and stuff like that, you know. So I don't know. It's sort of a toss-up now. But it's a big weekend.
Well, I know that now the European Union is under a huge amount of strain. And part of it is the migration. Part of it is the economic. And the other part of it, of course, is that the EU was sold to the people of Europe as merely a free trade, open border confederation, if you will. And the EU has now grown to be this very powerful central government. And now they're finding out that was really the goal all along, to have this federalized European state. And a lot of the people of Europe are really kind of fed up with all of that. So we'll see what's going to happen in the elections. And I hope the elections can be kept honest and fair and open and verifiable. But the people pushing for globalism, they won't hesitate to cheat. They believe they serve a higher purpose.
I was in Stockholm this last weekend, my granddaughter's birthday, and I noticed when I was taking the train up on the outskirts of Stockholm, you could see like shanty towns built, almost like in Brazil. And my ex-wife said that they were these beggars, you know, from I think Bulgaria or, you know, in the Eastern Europe, or, you know, they're in the EU now, but they come up and they, you know, they're outside every store. I mean, it's in every little town and every store, they're outside begging for money, and there's no law against it. Only a few places in Sweden counties that have a law against it, and they're the ones who are ruled by the Swedish Democrats. But all counties, not yet. But okay, well, thank you for the time, Mike. Have a nice show.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. And, you know, I've never been to Stockholm, but I've seen a lot of pictures of it. And the idea that it's now filled with shanty towns, and we're seeing that all across Europe because of this open borders policy. And it just seems like the entire world is in decay right now. All right, getting on back to the economic news, Canada has dumped the most treasuries in 8 years. China has resumed selling off their treasuries. And that's going to put, again, a strain on our economy. And the question is, who's buying these treasuries? Knowing that there's a treasury bond bubble, that they all can't be redeemed, and it's almost like they're starting to treat them as if they are currency. You know, we're just going to pass them around and sell them back and forth with no intention of their ever actually being redeemed, which would be a good thing for the American taxpayers who is expected to redeem them. Turning on down to the border, there was this Border Patrol agent, Hector Garza. He's basically vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. And he told Harris Faulkner on Fox News Channel, "We've lost control of the border as we are right now." And he continued saying, "We must come up with a new plan to correct the problems that led to the loss of the control of the border." Well, two ideas just off the top of my head. Build that fence from the Rio Grande all the way out to San Diego, one strip. Don't talk about prioritizing. We're going to build a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there, because the people, smugglers, are just going to drive that much further. They're going to drive to the open places. And the other is start enforcing Title 8 and prosecuting employers who hire illegal immigrants, prosecuting anybody who is giving them aid and comfort. Those are all violations of Title 8. If we shut off the flow of free stuff to the illegal immigrants, they're not going to come here any longer. They come up here expecting it's going to be the land of milk and honey. And right now for them, it is. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones to Carrie in California. Aloha, Carrie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you just mentioned that people know in our southern borders, beyond our southern borders, what they're going to get here. You know, all the benefits they're going to get. And they know that around the world. And I talk to Americans, and a lot of them don't have a clue what they get. You know, maybe if you have a handle on it, you can just give us a little brief.
Well, like I said, there was that Yale MIT study which has estimated that there is somewhere between 16 and 29 million illegal immigrants already inside this country. And as that Border Patrol agent said, they've lost control of the border. They're just pouring on in, and they don't have enough facilities to sort of house them while their applications for asylum are processed. And so a lot of them are just being let go. And it's changing the demographics of this country. And the real danger to the American people is that these illegal immigrants are being encouraged to vote, even though legally they're not supposed to. We know that there were millions of illegal immigrants who voted in the 2016 election for Hillary. And if this keeps up this way, they're going to form a voting bloc, which is literally going to vote our country to them somewhere down the road.
Yeah, no, I was talking more about the benefits they get when they get here.
Oh, because, well, they get free medical care. Yeah. They're getting housing vouchers. I mean, Trump did just end Section 8 housing for them. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Free education. There are colleges that now have special scholarship programs for illegal immigrant students at a time when legal students are having to go hideously into debt to get a college education. There's just all these kind of handouts. It varies from state to state, but usually in these liberal democratic states, they're out there saying, oh, these poor illegal immigrants, let's give them all kinds of stuff and remind them to vote Democratic. And it's just a very, you know, overt way of literally buying the votes of these illegal immigrants.
Yeah, my daughter's got over $100,000 worth of student loans, and she can't get any help with them. And if I would have known all this in the beginning, I would have told her just, learn Spanish and pretend like you don't speak English and come over and get all these things, you know.
But, yes.
And then when the thing came up about the Dreamers, I'm thinking, you know, how do they get into college? How do they get into grade school? How do they get into high school? When I went to school, my mother had to take my birth certificate down there in the beginning.
Yes.
And, you know, you couldn't go to school unless you had that, you know. And what the federal government ought to do, but, you know, they're all behind it. The states are behind it. The federal government's behind it. And there's a lot of special interests that are behind it. So it's kind of like fighting against the flow. But, you know, if they really want to stop it, all they have to do is go in and find the states that are doing this. You know, don't give them help to do it. And they need that money to pay for their expenses. You know, so I understand where the Dreamers are coming from, because this is the only country they know, but how do we get to this point in the beginning, you know? And somebody's, not only the Democrats are behind it, but the federal government is behind it, and there's something above the federal government that's encouraging this. And it's not
just
George
the globalists.
Soros. It's a
the New World Order people, George Soros, yeah.
Well, it's bigger than him, too, you know? But they want to take over the world, and that's one way to do it. You just mentioned what they did to Europe. The same thing's going to happen here. All right, Mike, appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. Getting on back down to our southern border here. The Border Patrol agents, customs immigration people, are now using rapid DNA testing, because one of the ways that these illegal immigrants are being allowed into the United States is they're seen as traveling with children. Oh, we're a family, and please let us in. Well, according to the Washington Examiner, DNA testing has revealed that almost one-third of illegal migrants apprehended at the southern border were not biologically related to the children they were traveling with, nor were they cases of stepfathers or adoptive parents. This was the result of a pilot program conducted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in El Paso and McAllen, Texas. Now, the other week, we had this story about how children were literally being rented to illegal immigrants to cross the border with them. And then once they were over the border, the children were flown back home and presumably rented out again and again and again. Okay. There was a new story last week about how Trump was going to transport thousands of migrants from the Mexican border to Florida, and it did provoke quite a reaction. But it appears that somebody at the corporate media got the story a little bit wrong. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan said that, yeah, there were some plans that were being talked about to ship migrants to Palm Beach and Broward, but they were not considered viable or an effective use of government resources. Yeah, if you're going to spend that money to fly all of these migrants someplace, fly them back home. Trump is insisting the plans were never seriously considered, calling it more false reporting. And then he basically said, our country is full. We will not and cannot take you in. Now, Kirsten Gillibrand, who is way behind in the polls for every major Democratic candidate, is trying to charge up her base by offering a wild immigration proposal that would render border laws effectively meaningless. On Face the Nation, Gillibrand announced that she would not detain illegal aliens at all, and she would simply release them into the community. She wouldn't use the detention system at all. They don't need to be incarcerated. So she's playing to the Democratic voters here. Now, here's a story out of Government Slaves, and I've heard this from a couple of places. I'm not sure how real it is because we've heard nothing from the White House itself. But apparently Donald Trump is considering invoking the Insurrection Act, which would then give him the authority for mass roundup of illegal immigrants followed by immediate deportation. And, of course, if he does that, you're going to have 22 estimated million illegal immigrants in this country who could spark an outright rebellion in the streets. We let this problem get way, way out of hand. But that's the only way it's going to be solved. A wall all the way from the Rio Grande to San Diego and mass deportations to get our country back. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm calling from the county, Los Angeles County. That, of course, it's only an estimate because nobody really knows and nobody really wants to know. What county where they say there's 3 million illegals just in our county.
Yes.
In greater LA area, maybe just not the county, maybe here, LA to Riverside, LA to Santa Barbara, LA to, Orange County. I would tell you that's pretty safe. Might even be more. But the old Trump thing that he ran on, it was that he'd get Mexico to pay for the wall. And I think what the only way that it's going to happen is not the insurrectionist law. He's going to have to declare martial law. He's going to have to do it. I mean, real martial law, national emergency. He's got to do it when Congress goes on its hiatus. Under the laws of the National Defense Resources Preparedness executive order that was approved by Congress, they don't have to reconvene it for a year. That way he can take care of all these traitors that have been trying to coup him, clean up the thing. And what they should do is simply just do what you said. It's illegal to be harboring them, transporting them. If you are, you lose your car. If you're picking up a hitchhiker that's illegal, you know, you lose your car subject to confiscation, or major fines, or anybody who houses them, major fines. And instead of them sending billions back to Mexico when we pick them up, we should take what we have from them, that we should put the males on a chain gang, frankly, and have them build the wall themselves. And then throw their butts back into Mexico or Central America or Canada or wherever they came from.
Yeah. It does look like this is not going to be solved without some drastic action, although I can't say I'm comfortable with the idea of martial law and suspending Congress for a year.
I'm not either, Mike, and it's horrible. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, at this point, that other earlier caller was right. There are too many of our own politicians and our own city officials who are fully on board with open borders. And whether it's the, changing the voting demographics in their districts or because they truly believe in this new world order where everybody is blended together and gets along perfectly fine with each other, which has certainly not been the case to this point. There are too many people who are going along with this. And what has to happen is the American people, first of all, have to be educated to the scale of the problem. And they have to be educated to just what kind of a threat it represents to our country, its economy, our health, and get the American people angry and say, look, we got to clean this country out. They weren't supposed to be here. let's get them to leave.
You know, Mike, I remember calling in 10 years ago and talking with you and saying that the government at every single level has every incentive and has had for years to underreport the amount of illegal aliens. The Border Yes. Patrol doesn't want to, you know, let everybody know how much they failed and stop them. The Fed, the Congress doesn't want to know how much they failed. Nobody wants to know how they're re-engineering the whole political climate of the country, or, you know, and the Democrats and all the people who don't want people to know this. And the estimates, I think it's 22 million, frankly, I think is low. But I mean, in California, if there's 3 million in my county, I can only imagine what they'd be like in McAllen, Texas, or Arizona, or New Mexico, or geez, they're in Ohio, where I was born and raised. They're all over the place. So, you know, there's been every reason for them to lie about it, and we're never going to get, Congress is in bed with it. You're never going to get our mayor or our governor, both Democratic governor and Democratic mayor. That's why we're a safe city and a safe state. Half of their electorate, half the people that brought them in. And they probably would be afraid for their lives if they tried to do something about it. And it's to the point where obviously everybody's spinning off. Nobody, you know, the federal government is being listened to. The federal laws are being adhered to. There's no center anymore. The people are being looted. The lawful, legal Americans are being looted, as the other gentleman said, in schools, in welfare and taxes, medical expenses. We're being looted, and they're taking, you know, these people aren't even citizens, are taking away our heritage, our children's future, everything.
Yes.
And it's really worth fighting over, Mike. It's worth fighting, and it's going to take draconian. It's going to take something draconian to do it. And the only way it's going to do is declaring a martial law and a national emergency. And I hate to think anybody can do it, let alone Trump, this idiot, who has the political instincts of Genghis Khan or something. But
no, that's John Bolton.
Well, yeah, right. Sheldon Adelson's errand boy.
Yes.
And by the way, Trump's probably been having his cabinet meetings in Israel. Let's go to Israel and have a cabinet meeting.
That is just so bizarre.
Can you imagine?
I'm sure he didn't use his own money to do it. It's one thing for him to go on a fact-finding mission to Israel, but to take his entire cabinet with him so that they can have a cabinet meeting in Israel, I mean, that, to me, I mean, it's shameful.
And Mike can decide to sign into law something that would take away the First Amendment rights of his own constituents.
Yes.
it's unbelievable. But then the people, by the way, George Soros and all the people in the Democratic Party and the left, which, of course, they make up the leadership of to a very great degree, have been saying open borders, let them all come into Europe. Of course, they encourage us to trash the entire Middle East and all of Israel's neighbors. Syria, Libya, Iraq, all these people are flooding into Europe and changing the entire. They want us out of the way. And that's the way they're doing it. As much as they want open borders here and are encouraging and making refugees, as they're having our people make refugees out of millions of other people, they surely don't want them in Israel because they're just not chosen enough. But everybody else, they can have them. They'll force them on.
It's a crazy time. It is just absolutely crazy. And, you know, I have looked back over the many years of my life, and I don't recall ever seeing the world in such a state of chaos. Now, maybe it's happened in times past, you know, before I was born. Maybe it was getting like this in the run-up to big mistake number one and big mistake number two. But it certainly seems to be part of the landscape as we basically move further and further into World War III.
You know, Mike, I happened to see something. I don't know if you ran it over your site, but where the SAT now is going to have an adversity advantage. that yes. they're going to, you know, not only are they going to give a racial spoil system in the education system, but and if they can't just do that, they're going to make it poor as well. So all this stuff, I mean, if, you know, my kid won't be able to get that, and my kid is mixed. I mean, we'll be able to get the adversity thing anyways. And I'm against the, you know, affirmative action, and she's well able to stand up for herself, you know, grade wise and all that stuff, but it's just not right. My sister's kids, who are basically middle American white kids, they're not eligible for that stuff.
Nope, they're not.
And it's just, it's ridiculous. And, because I have to go to all these meetings all the time. This is an issue in my family.
Peter, stay on the line. We got to do a break for commercials. I'm going to hold you over. So we'll be right back after these words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Peter in California. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about how do we get the country out of this mess, or are we too deep in to save the United States of America?
Well, Mike, I just want to recount something we're also talking about, educational advantage and all that sort of thing. And my daughter, who's 16 and is in the process of, you know, applying for colleges, and she's a very high achiever. She was invited we got a letter about a month ago from USC, and it was addressed to high achieving African American and Latino students. And they're all invited to this special thing down at USC, which was on Saturday, where they're going to be given all this instruction as to all the special aid that can be given and all that kind of thing. And frankly, we make too much money to get all that special aid. But my wife said, wanted to go, and, I just had a hard time with that. I go, well, you know, am I welcome? I don't see my name on this at all. I'm not African American. I'm not Latino. Am I welcome at this event? You know? And I said, I just don't feel good about it. You go. And so she go, and I said, take pictures. I mean, it's great that they're honoring achievement. It shouldn't be a color-coded achievement. It should just be pure achievement, right?
I agree.
And I explained to my daughter, who was a little hurt about it, that her cousins, my sister and brother's kids, they wouldn't be invited to this. But I encouraged them to take pictures. Well, we got the pictures on the cell phones, and there's no Asians there either, right? They're honorary whites because they achieved too highly as well. But yet all these educational spoil systems are going to the minorities. And I don't mind them going. You know, I'm for equal opportunity, and I'm for equal justice, but I'm not for equal outcome. You have to work for it. If you don't work for it, you shouldn't get it. And at any rate, that was
outside of that, of course, is that all of these minority students are going to be looked at as employers who are going to say, do I really trust their transcripts from their education? How much of this represents real skill, talent, and education on their part versus being propped up by all these special programs? And there's a lot of people who don't like these special programs for that very reason, because it negates the real accomplishments of minorities. It makes it easy to dismiss them. Oh, yeah, maybe he's doing okay, but, you know, he had that that quota system working for him, or he had these other stuff that was helping him.
Well, Michael, there's another, you know, twice a year at this public, private school that my daughter goes to, which they have these events where they'll have all the African American families with their kids, all the students that go there. And I feel a little out of place when I go there, and then they have these. Last time they had okay. Hear the music.
Yeah, there's the music. It's time for us to take a break. Thank you for the phone call, Peter. I've let you go on for quite a while here. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting.